Macmillan Digital Audio and Belinda present this unabridged recording of
The Beauty of the End by Debbie Howells, read by Jack Hawkins, Lena Normington, and Katie Scarfe.
It's only a cat. My father's words. The day a beautiful black and white cat streaked across the road and under his car. I felt the slight bump as he crushed it. Was haunted by its ghostly cry for weeks afterwards. Felt angry with him forever, because he had no right to say that. It's only a cat. No cat is just a cat. It's as alive, as deserving of life as he is. Like the ants he boils alive in the cracks between his paving stones, and the swatted butterflies that have lost their way and come inside. The rabbits gassed in the garden, and the pheasants he raises, then shoots for sport. His decision if they live or die. Don't make such a fuss, they're just pheasants, Ella. My mother's words. Not thinking for one moment that it was the first time I'd seen them, strung up outside by their necks, dead. Beautiful, she adds, thinking of the meat which Gabriella will cook, after she's plucked and cleaned them. Not their brilliant colours, and iridescent feathers, and staring glassy eyes. You really should learn to shoot. Everything about her is in that one sentence. Daughters have obligations to fulfil, expectations to meet, should be seen with the right people in the right places. Take part in the obscenity of killing for the sake of killing. My daughter shoots. She'd love to say that. How doesn't she get who I really am? How I think, what I care about? I open my mouth to tell her that no way, not ever, in my whole life will I kill a living creature just for sport when Gabriella catches my eye. Gabriella's the housekeeper, PA, and multi-purpose filler in the cracks in my family. We are the family she always wanted, she tells me proudly. Your father, so handsome, so successful, and your mother, who is so very beautiful. But you, little Ella, will discover your own talents. Rock music, I tell her pointedly. Unlike my mother, Gabriella already knows about the pink electric guitar at the back of my wardrobe. But she shakes her head. You are different, little one, she says, her eyes wide, this intense expression on her face. You don't always have to listen to them. She means my parents. It's like they don't know me, I try and tell her. You've heard them. But Gabriella's loyal. Won't hear a word against the beautiful singer and the successful surgeon. She holds a finger to my lips. No more, she says quietly. You'll find your way. It won't always be like this.